Welcome everybody, shir number 1415. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daif Ben Ravar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafua Shalema Liza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sora. Getting back to the halachas of Achana L'chol. Okay, just want to go through a few quick things. Sefer Yetzirah halachas brings down in Ois Lamed Dalet. We've been going through Simen Shin Chav Gimel, which is sort of our Simen on Hachana. There's a little bit we want to talk about folding a talis, we'll get to. Okay, so but Biras, I mean, just some quick things he brings down. Again in Islam Adalid, Osalasis Bishabis Shum Dover Litzarich Yom Hamachres. In other words, you can't do anything for tomorrow, like we know. Afilu me Shabbos liyomtiv, even from Shabbos going into yomtiv. Afilu Dover Sheimboy Rak Toirich Muet, even if it's a small tircha, right? Okay, so it's just a few examples he brings down. He says like this, number one, Kigayin Lehevi Yayin Letzerech Maitze Shabbos. Somebody needs for Havdalah, right? Let's say you're going to your friend's house, and your friend happened to mention to you, oh, I have no wine. So, good, so I'll bring wine. There's an area if I'm allowed to carry, right, to have no wine for Havdalah, but I'll need it for Havdalah, which is, of course, after Shabbos, right? So, good, so now I'm going to my friend anyway, so I'll bring the wine, so that you can do. You're going to bring the wine for Havdalah Maitzeh Shabbos, that one cannot do. That's one thing. He brings out another thing we mentioned in the past also, if somebody wants to be Matan Neder, and it's something that has to do with a weekday, also should not be done. Okay, obviously, if it's something for Shabbos itself, that's a different story. But we're talking about whereby a person doesn't need it only for, it's a weekday type of thing. He says another interesting case, which could come up all the time. Let's say tomorrow is Sunday's Rosh Chodesh, right? So I want a Shabbos, have more time, so we'll roll the Sefer Torah to the right place. Well, we'll get it ready for Monday morning's laning, right? Shabbos, good, we finish the Shabbos laning. Well, Monday would probably be right after the Shabbos laning anyways. But let's say Rosh Chodesh is Sunday or Monday, right? Then I want to roll the Sefer Torah to a different area. Now Shabbos afternoon, I have time, so let's go to shul and roll the Sefer Torah and get it ready, so that one is not allowed to do. I liglol Sefer Torah b'Shabbos l'tzarech kriya shel yom ha'mocharis, that you can do. I mean, if it's for Shabbos itself, you could do. Like, let's say Shabbos morning for Mincha, so that's Shabbos for Shabbos. That's for that Shabbos. We have to talk about what about for a different Shabbos. We'll get to that. But let's say for that, Shabbos morning for Mincha is fine, so that you could do. But if you're doing it for a weekday, to get it ready for a different week, that one should not, one has to be careful not to do. We spoke about this from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. One has to be careful not to take a Megillah. I mean, again, unless you're going to be learning from it on Shabbos itself. But V'im Yilmei by Ma'at, B'yoyim is Muti. Brings down on the Banik Moshe Kosev Shom. That's what he brings down from Machzis HaShekel and others. Right, if you're going to learn from it, we saw that in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. So then that's for today, right? I'm coming to Shul. It's way before Shkia, and it's on Shabbos, so I'm going to learn the Megillah, why not? So that's V'mil Mei Bay Ma'at B'yoyim is Mutter, but just time to bring it, I'll bring my Megillah, because like this, I have time now on Shabbos, so I lehevi Megillah Beis HaMedrash L'Sarach Kriya Shalalayla, that you can't do, again, unless you're going to learn for it. V'chein K'shechal Erev Tishabov B'Shabbos, also, if you have, let's say, Tishabov falls out Motzi Shabbos, so various different things. Somebody wants to bring something, they want to bring a kinnis, right? So we said that you want to learn the kinnis on Shabbos or something else. But let's say I'll bring my sneakers, right? Again, in the case in time, there's an error if it's not a question of carrying, but I want to just bring, now I have time, I'll bring my sneakers to shul, whatever. So that you can't do. V'chein k'shechal erev Shabbos, Tishabov b'Shabbos, v'chein k'shechal erev Tishabov b'Shabbos, erev Tishabov comes out on Shabbos. You can't bring things to shul for tonight, which is Tisha B'Av, right? Yizor Melas is Shum Pu'ula L'Tzorech Moitzi Shabbos, or anything else, right? I'll bring my clothing, I'll bring my whatever, I'll bring my sneakers and all these type of things that one has to be careful not allowed to do. Okay, so he just says on the bottom the same thing which we mentioned from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa a while back. Again, Lehevi Akinis Lebeis HaMedrash, the same thing, again, to bring your kinnis to Shul. Afil B'Mokka Me'uriv, again, there's an Erev. Imloi Kishereitze Lomay Boy Liboy Dyoim. Unless, again, you're going to be learning from the kinnis on Shabbos itself in Shul. Inyan Haba Megillah, You can't start changing over the pareches and all these things for after Shabbos. While it's Shabbos day, you can't start doing that. In other words, get the base medrash ready and all these type of things for Tisha B'Av. He says also interesting, again, it doesn't apply this year, but many times Tisha B'Av comes on Sunday, right? So a person has to know, Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, could I do anything on Shabbos for Tisha B'Av? The answer is no. V'chein lo b'ish big day chayil, right, b'Shabbos, afil b'bein ishmashes, even b'bein ishmashes. In other words, I'll stop putting on my weekday clothing. What's wrong? I'll stop putting on my weekday clothing for getting ready for Tisha B'Av. Like this, I could run right out. I'll stop putting on my sneakers. You can't do it. Mishum Iser HaChana. Because in fact, this is all getting ready for a weekday. Okay, he just finishes off an interesting thing. Let's say in a case in time that Tisha B'Av comes out on Motzi Shabbos. So what do I want to do? I want to eat a big shalosh sudas. We spoke about this also a little bit. I'm getting it right before shalosh sudas before Tisha B'Av. So there's no suda hamafsekis, but the shalosh sudas. I eat a big shalosh sudas like this. I'll be able to fast. But 1 second, how could you do that? You can't do that because that's a chana lechol. You're preparing for Tisha B'Av. You're preparing for the week. No, but that's okay. Avalecho v'lishtais yosim me hergelai is muta. You're getting more by shalosh sudas. That's okay. V'vad shalosh yoimer, but make sure not to say it. You're allowed to eat a big shalosh sudas. What's wrong? But don't say it with your mouth. Don't say, I'm eating more, right? We've been talking about the saying without with one's mouth many times, but the person shouldn't say, well, I'm eating more, but dafka fetishba. Don't say you're doing it for the tainis specifically. One other quick thing he brings down, very interesting. Vasalikach terufais b'shabes kadei lahokol al hatzayim. One wants a lot of people before fast. They'll take certain pills and certain type of things that help them make the fast easier. But that's not supposed to be done over here. In two reasons. For two reasons, if it's Shabbos, number one, hilchas refuah. The Isser of Hachan and also Hilchas Refuah. Mishum Isser, he brings this down, right, on the bottom, Mishum Isser Hachan, you're preparing for the weekday, and V'chein Yesh Lodem Bezeh, Mishum Isser Refuah B'Shabbos. Also, it's not so simple, it could be it's Hilchas, it's a problem of you can't take medication on Shabbos. La Isrim Likach Terufais Kedei Lachazik Mezigoy Gam Lodem Bar. In other words, like taking vitamins. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now, we'll have to talk about it when the time comes. But it could be usher according to those also, but definitely because of Hachana, you have a problem over here. Okay, so the bottom line is, if somebody has to, let's say Tisha B'Av is coming up, and they know it's just going to be very hard for them to fast unless they take this these pills or whatever. So one has to ask; they should ask. There are certain ways to work with it, possibly mixing it into food, whatever. I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now, but one should ask their Rav and double check if there's a way to do it somehow, case in time. With food or whatever the case might be, and if the situation applies to somebody, they should find out from their own Rav how to work with it. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch.